Wednesday, February 5th. Back in November, I put together a band called, actually I'm not really sure yet, formerly known as Dorkalicious. And we performed in the Westchester Country Day Middle School talent show. One of the grand prizes was a chance to participate in a reality TV show / talent boot camp called 15 Minutes of Fame. It's produced by the famous TV producer Trevor Chase, who was also a celebrity judge for our WCD talent show. I was disappointed when Mackenzie's dance group, Max Maniacs, won and we didn't. But, hey, I just thought my band was fantastic. And apparently so did Mr. Chase. He said his boot camp was for amateurs and beginners. But he felt our band was already fairly polished and wouldn't benefit from it. Of course, that was a big compliment. But it gets even better. He said he was interested in recording an original song that we'd written and performed called Dork's Rule. We're supposed to meet with him on Saturday, February 8th. How cool is that? So today after school, we had practice at Theo's house. It was always fun hanging out with Chloe, Zoe, Violet, Theo, and Marcus, although things between Brandon and me were just plain awkward. He kept staring at me the whole time with this strange look on his face, like I was a puzzle he was trying to figure out or something. But the weird thing was that it seemed like everyone else had an extreme case of the giggles. I started to wonder what was in that hot chocolate we were drinking. I was trying to conduct a serious meeting about the future of our band, and they just kept laughing and cracking jokes. Well, everyone except Brandon. He just continued to stare at me, which made me super nervous. Come on, guys, stop goofing around. Anyway, our practice went really well. We totally rocked our song, Dork's Rule. After practice, I noticed Chloe and Marcus and Zoe and Theo were actually flirting with each other. That's when it occurred to me that they both made really cute couples. The best part was that Marcus and Theo seemed to really like Chloe and Zoe. Unlike those two slimy CCP guys, Jason and Ryan. It was quite obvious that they only hung around my BFFs to do Mackenzie's evil bidding. They had successfully manipulated Chloe and Zoe in the past. But I am not about to let it happen again. I don't know what that witch Mackenzie is cooking up in her cauldron, but she'd better hold on to her pointy little hat if she comes rolling up on me again. Why? Because I'm so sick of her and her two evil little flying monkeys, Jason and Ryan. That's when the most fabulous idea popped into my head. Chloe and Zoe would absolutely die if I surprised them with tickets to the sweetheart dance. And they totally deserve it, too. They are forever rescuing my butt from one disaster or another. Even though I'm not going to the dance, there's no reason why they can't go. And Theo and Marcus would be the perfect dates for them. Scoo-wee! Am I not brilliant? After I got home, I texted them both and told them I had a ginormous surprise for them. Of course, they begged me to tell them what it is. But I told them I'm going to give it to them tomorrow during fifth period since we all work together in the library as shelving assistants. Chloe and Zoe are super lucky to have me as a BFF. I still can't get Brandon's sad, slightly puzzled puppy dog face out of my head. Since he's been acting genuinely sorry about the whole Crazy Burger thing, just maybe I'll consider buying tickets for us, too. P.S. Assuming, of course, he's not already going with Mackenzie.